Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels and Old Roy came fighting back. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. ACC basketball. It never lacks for drama this time of the season. Take Saturday, for example, when Carolina played host to 11th-ranked Miami, starting 1 hour after depleted Duke played at Louisville. ESPN predicted a final score of Miami 81, UNC 79. Shows you what they know. Stunned by the collapse at the end of the Duke game, would the Heels be hungover or come out fighting mad? Roy Williams called off practice Thursday after he saw 11 of his plays in the weight room, which told him they weren't feeling sorry for themselves. And, as if old Roy didn't need any more fire in his belly, on the Saturday morning CBS pregame show, irritant announcer Doug Gottlieb said something about Roy stepping aside after the season and turning the program over to Hubert Davis. That made me feel bad for Hubert, who knows that if the head coach got hit by a bus, he would be the third guy on the current staff to get the head job. So all this was bubbling around when Carolina took the court against the Hurricanes, who looked more like an NBA D-League team warming up. Williams did replace Kennedy Meeks in the starting lineup with Isaiah Hicks because Meeks apparently failed to set the screen on the last possession against Duke that would have given Marcus Paige a wide-open 12-footer to win the game. Roy also had Paige play more with the ball, hoping it would get him back in the flow, and he made some subtle changes on how to defend ball screens. But he didn't blow up the program and quit, as some people were suggesting he do. Instead, Carolina came back with its best game of the season, shooting 54% and holding the Canes under 40 while building a 38-point lead. And while giving away the Duke game will no doubt bring the ACC race down to the finale at Cameron on March 5th, the Tar Heels went to bed with a one-game lead in the ACC standings and two over Duke, which wilted in the second half against Louisville's physicality and full-court pressure defense. Williams still probably didn't sleep much Saturday night, knowing there were a few things he, as well as his players, could have done not to let that game get away. But they're all alive and still fighting, going to NC State and Virginia this week. This is Archansky. See you.